You're listening to the STC Foundation's podcast. This year we're looking at the four Gospels, an opportunity on a Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Welcome to Thursday's podcast. Our reading today is Matthew chapter 21, verses 18 to 32. But I'm going to now read verses 19. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never, ever bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. Thought for the day. "You'll never grow figs in Sheffield," someone said to me a year ago. Turns out you can. Someone I know had a fig tree in a pot on their garden patio. It hadn't grown any fruit in years. "It's dead," they said. "We're going to throw it out," they said. "Can I have it?" I said. So we got it. I planted it in the garden, put loads of compost around it, read about fig trees on the internet, learned a few facts from YouTube, and do you know what? After years and years of no fruit, this summer it grew figs. I think the hot weather definitely helped. And the people who had given me the fig tree were not impressed at all. Here's the thing. Figs have one purpose: to grow figs. Even in Sheffield, with the right conditions, compost, water, sun and soil, fruit is inevitable. In today's passage, Jesus interacts with a fig tree. It's the cool of the morning sun, and a hungry Jesus is looking for food. Fresh figs are so tasty and a great source of not only food but hydration. It's worth saying that fig trees and often grapevines are well-known fruiting plants that feature often through metaphor in the Bible. They often refer to a deeper meaning. Fruit refers to the side effect of God's activity in our lives. It's how we measure, if we can, God in us, working in us. This was illustrated to me many years ago when I did a GCSE General Studies project on some a phenomena known as the Toronto Blessing, when God was moving powerfully in different churches, including this one here, St. Thomas's in Sheffield, back in the 90s. As part of my research, I remember something a very wise man told me. If someone is claiming something from God, you must always look for the fruit. So if somebody's saying that God is working in them, you must always look for fruit. So a hungry Jesus finds a fig tree with no fruit and he curses it and it's gone. And this seems really random. What a pointless thing to do. But this short account needs to be understood in conjunction with Jesus' time in the temple, particularly the famous turning over the tables, which we read about yesterday. Theologian Tom Wright says that while Jesus is challenging the commercialization of the temple, which is the focal point of worship in Israel, he's really pointing the finger at those who are gaining funds and support for their desire to reform Israel, taking their destiny into their own hands. They're plotting, they're planning, and they're scheming to deliver change in Israel through murky politics and plots that would suit a House of Cards episode or some twisted Brexit plot. Jesus challenges their striving. And striving is when we operate without God. We try and we force and we strain and we plot and we must make it happen by ourselves. And striving is so easy. I know that I do it. I work really hard, ironically, to catch myself from not doing it. It's human nature. It stems from the belief, the wrong belief, that we're really masters of our own destiny, that we can fix our own lives, that you know, will God intervene anyway? Where does all this come from? Well, this comes from the very beginning of the story of the Bible, known biblically as the fall, where human beings turn away from God and choose to trust in themselves, ourselves, rather than God. And we become masters of our own lives instead of trusting God, which is the life of faith. So when we strive, we walk in our own efforts. we approach situations from the point of pragmatism. What is within my power? Is it within my power to fix this? When we walk in a faith mindset, we start with our identity. Yes, I'm a sinner. Just keep it biblical. But we're not left there. Paul says we're co-heirs with Christ. So when we face an impossible situation, we call out to God, our Father, the King, and we walk in faith that unseen realm. We do all the things that seem unimaginable that we do with God through faith. That's fruit. So how do we get that? We do what John tells us to do in John chapter 15. We abide. We lean in. How do we do that? We put wedges in our day, however small, to remind us who we are. We listen to worship music. We listen to podcasts to bring to Him, our Father in heaven, our lives and those around us, our family, and we walk the day with God. Let me pray for us this day. Lord, we thank you for this day. May we abide in you and grow in fruit. Amen. Matthew 21, verses 18 to 32. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask in prayer." Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus replied, "I will also ask you one question. If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I'm doing these things. John's baptism, where did it come from? Was it from heaven? Was it of human origin?" They discussed it among themselves and said, "Well, if we say from heaven, he'll ask them, 'Why didn't you believe in him?' But if we say of human origin, we're afraid of the people, for they all hold that John was a prophet." So they answered, "We don't know." Then he said, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I'm doing these things." What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first son and said, "Son, go and work today in the vineyard." "I will not," he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, "I will, sir," but he didn't go. Which of the two did what his father wanted? "The first," they answered. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him."
We enter your gates with thanksgiving, and with thanksgiving we enter your gates. We pour out your praise in your presence, and in your presence we pour out your praise. Everlasting life. Your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out, your glory shining all around. And as we pour your praises out.